Dear Internet.
Welcome to Dear Internet, the show where a group of pals come together to answer the internet's wildest questions. This week, we're talking about too much butter, owning your classmates by being a violin virtuoso, and 10,000 decorative skull items.
Hey, everybody.
How are you?
Oh, man.
Are you ready to dive in?
This show loves skulls.
Ready.
I do love skulls, and I am, we recorded, here's a little behind the scenes magic, we recorded episodes back to back, and last episode was also about skulls.
Okay.
And I thought about for a moment, like, maybe I can find one more skull question and just do a skull theme episode. It may be the future.
Maybe the future.
If you guys find good skull-themed questions that are not super sad, you know, that are interesting,
skulls can be sad.
By the way,
I have a feeling that as long as we do this and as long as Jennifer picks the questions, we're always going to have skulls to look forward to.
I'm constantly trying to find that bone content online.
Yeah.
I need it.
Y'all ever touch a skull?
Me? Yeah, all the time. I was in the catacombs in Paris.
Michael kissed every skull in the catacombs.
Michael, can you read this question?
Sure. This one comes from Mitch Tubbs. And it's,
I feel like we should say that this question came from the Ask a Manager blog, which I read regularly and love.
Word.
Tubs of butter are taking up all the room in our tiny fridge. I had no idea... this would be the hill I wanted to die on, but here we are.
Wait, isn't that a brand of butter? Hill
I want to die on?
Hill country?
Death hill.
That classic butter, hill I want to die on.
I can't believe this is not the hill I want to die on.
Hell.
In our office, on our floor, we have a kitchen area with a small dorm-sized fridge. There are 13 of us in our little area, although with part-time and working from home, 6 to 10 is more normal most days. The bottom of the fridge is taken up by the office milk, leaving two rather small shelves. The problem is that there are 6 full-size tubs of butter / margarine. Seriously, of 13 people, there are 6 of these. Sometimes 5, but usually 6. I first brought this up jokingly that this was ridiculous, and a couple people defensively said that they were sharing. This is a tiny...
A dorm fridge.
it's like the HOV lane.
For butter.
For butter. This is a tiny fridge with their 6 tubs. And if I am not first in, wait, with their 6 tubs. And if I'm not first in, I cannot put my lunch in the fridge. I have started bringing a cold bag or something that doesn't need refrigeration. I mentioned that each tub is bigger than 1/13th of the share of the fridge. And I just get, but I have toast in the morning. You may just advise I take up meditation or up the martial arts training to my channel to channel my aggression. But maybe you or the other readers have a brilliant suggestion here to transform coworkers into sensitive space sharers. I really, really like a cold Diet Coke.
Same.
Okay. We all know what the answer to this is, right?
Yeah, throw away their fucking butter.
I was going to say shit in their butter, but...
Oh, wow, you guys are going aggressive.
Guys, wow, no, don't do
shit
that.
In their butter.
I was going to say get your own mini fridge.
Yeah, get your own mini fridge. So,
spend $50, okay.
you can just shit in someone's butter?
Anytime I read anything on the internet, I automatically think... This person lives in a small town 48 minutes away from London. So
I do feel like they're not American. Like something I think I cut a little bit out of it. I think there's something maybe in the comments that came up that they're not American.
Well, the fact that they're like, oh, we all agree that we share the milk. The office
but
milk.
But they can't share the butter amongst everybody.
Yeah, they have an office milk, but they don't have an office butter. That's stupid. I'm pissed.
I mean, you do. I mean, butter gets kind of messy, right? Like you're gonna get your toast crumbles
right.
In there.
This is definitely Europe because when we went to visit Jennifer and my,
their fridge was just fucking chock full of butter.
I mean,
they
that's
wouldn't
actually
let me use the same knife into different things. So like they thought that it was going to make the different mustards and butters go bad faster. You know, like, you know, like when you're making
reasoning?
No.
They also had about 6 kinds of butter in their fridge, I'm pretty sure.
It was because, you know, like when you make a dirty 3 a.m. peanut butter and jelly, and you definitely get peanut butter and or jelly in the other one.
Right.
But, you know, you're like, who gives a shit?
I actually hate that. I hate that very much.
Right. And at the time, Jennifer's, you know, right now Jennifer's trying to act cool and stuff like that, but she was totally on their side and wouldn't let me just savagely dunk on them.
Wouldn't let you just gob all over their various condiments.
Tim wanted to lick inside of the tubs of fancy French butter with salt crystals
it
in
was
them.
Stupid. Anyways,
you just take like a paper towel and you kind of wipe the knife and then you go on to the next thing.
Exactly.
Yeah. Like, but the other option is you go for the butter and then you go for the jam, and if there's any butter in the jam, you gotta take that jam as well. You keep taking jam until there's no more butter in the jam.
That's true.
So
yeah, they it's definitely in Europe, and they definitely are afraid of sharing knife.
Do we think that somebody in this office is just purely eating butter for life?
Sounds like 6 people are.
Sounds like 6 of them. But some of them are sharing the butter, so they're sharing a nice butter lunch with each other.
I don't understand that.
There's one tub shared by 2 people, and then one person has the other 5 tubs.
Yeah.
This is my breakfast butter, this is my lunch butter, and my afternoon snack
How many
butter.
People's 13? What's the cast of The Office?
That's a baker's dozen.
Can we list the entire cast of The Office by memory? Let me try. There's Jim.
There's Dwight. You got your Pam.
You got Pam. Uh-huh. You have the 3 accountants.
Is there a Darryl? Darryl?
Angela. Stanley. And
Oscar.
I forgot about Oscar. Then there's one more.
Did you say Michael?
No, I haven't got a Michael yet. I'll go do Michael.
He's HR, right?
Toby's in HR. We're not counting him. Who's the other?
I don't know.
Not Stanley. Who's the one that's afraid of the bat? Is that
Stanley? He's afraid of the bat.
Who's the bald man?
Oh, Crane.
No, we'll count Crane. I don't know.
Why
what Crane
are we doing
does.
This right now?
No, he's bald, and I think he's in an account. He talks like this.
Oh, yes, Kevin.
Kevin. All right, Kevin. Okay, I
that
want
was a good Kevin.
I got it immediately.
Kevin eats a lot of butter. Let's face it.
Okay, then we have Phyllis. Did we say
Ryan?
Phyllis?
Yeah, I said Phyllis earlier.
We'll count Ryan. So that's 11. And then there's the other lady with red hair. Who's the red-haired lady?
Oh, shit. The one that's an alcoholic.
What?
Yeah.
Are we going somewhere with this?
Yeah, I'm just really name curious. Now office you just characters. Got me excited that I could name everybody from the show.
Then there's Mindy Kaling. And then
who's played Kelly?
Kelly. But who's the red-headed person?
She's alcoholic.
Kimmy Schmidt?
No.
We're
although
doing first-ish
season. She became late. Yeah, she came. Let's, okay, what other
anyways.
Sitcoms can we name?
No. What, the point is... The point is here. There's 13 people in this office.
Oh, there's also Meredith.
Meredith, how many people are in the office? I think it was about 13. I've lost count. Let me start over again.
Sure. So this, no.
So I'm just. I just wanted to help everyone visualize the question of the 13 people from the hit show The Office fighting over butter space. And in the office, they had a full fridge. So I think capitalism. Rears its ugly head again. This GD company needs to buy them a larger fridge.
I think that is actually what Allison got to. Allison of Ask Manager said they should buy you guys a bigger fridge. That's not a big enough
seriously.
Fridge.
Seriously,
yeah. I'm in
a new office now. We have countless fridges. I want to say at least 2, but I'm actually not sure. I think it might be 3.
We definitely have 2 full-size fridges and a like a mini fridge in our office of 90 people.
We have a full-size fridge on every floor, and then and then one floor we have 2, and then we have side fridges for other things, but also get used by nursing mothers.
Yeah, we have one of those too.
Do you want to hear something disgusting? We don't have a refrigerator.
What?
I personally have a mini fridge in my office. And it is unplugged. Just sitting there, not being used.
Why do you have it in there?
Because you don't bring your lunch?
I just lord it over other people, and I'm just like, look at my fridge.
You can't, I'm not even using it.
You can't put your shit in here.
What?
So also, this person wants to... Yeah, Michael, I'm going to move on because you're... That's a lot
I for me to deal with. I can't move on from this.
So of the cast of The Office, he wants to put in his lunch. What lunch is 1/13th of the fridge?
Of a dorm-sized mini fridge?
I think he's saying each butter takes up 1/13th of the fridge.
Right, well, but everyone has... Well, no, there's 13 people, so there, his allotted space is 1/13th. Yeah,
and each butter is more than 1/13th.
Okay, I see what you're saying.
Now, this is getting dangerously close to math, which I am not okay with.
I feel like each person could put in, like, one naked hot dog, and that's pretty much...
Yeah.
That's pretty much what they're getting out.
Everyone, come and get your daily hot dog, your daily cold naked hot dog from the fridge.
No, it's covered in butter.
This is what's given to you. We're a startup. We have a lot of perks, including cold naked hot dogs straight from the fridge.
I mean, I think What's-Her-Face of the Manager blog has it.
You gotta buy a fridge.
It's not a big enough fridge for this size office.
But I do, like, I love, like, how fraught... like, food stuff is in an office. Mm-hmm. Like, just the, like, opening it up the fridge and someone fucking took your lunch and I'm gonna fucking murder someone who took my lunch.
That would be the fucking worst. Like, if you're waiting on that Lunchable and it's not there.
I had someone
take my string cheese one time and I was very mad about it.
We all agree that microwaving fish is bad.
Yeah, right? That's no good.
But where do you guys land on eating tuna fish?
If it's cold, it doesn't smell too bad.
Anything that smells, it's so, man. If you want to make me an enemy, and I've said this, okay. I've said this out loud and on Twitter and stuff before.
Okay,
make fun of that big pencil.
If you want to be my mortal enemy for life, come and tell me that my lunch smells good when I'm eating my lunch in my office.
I know. I was baffled by your tweets.
Why?
What a hill to die on.
That's butter. That's a good smelling. Or you think they're making fun of
me? Well, no, but they're like going like, look, I recognize that you're eating lunch right now.
Yeah, you fucking idiot.
Let's all just like pretend like we're our own little animals, like eating lunch alone. Like
Michael, you have a spider webs of interesting and weird things about you. That is one of the strangest things that you do and I've ever heard in my life.
Is it because they're interrupting your lunch?
No, well, it's partially.
I think it's just because you're hateful.
I think if people... Okay, is it that they're coming up to your desk to comment on it?
Yeah, oh, yeah, like they're coming into my office.
Oh, no, well, okay, that's fine.
He hates people.
No, that's well,
let's,
weird.
Let's be... Okay, first of all, we got to set the scene here. Michael's a big shot and has his own office with a door.
He's like Michael
Scott.
It's
a sliding glass door.
He's not an open floor plan schlub like the rest of us.
He has his own private toilet, too.
I don't have a private toilet.
So that's what he uses the mini fridge for.
Is your door closed?
Usually I'll have my... So, okay. So I don't eat lunch in the office most of the time.
Yeah.
Just because of this very fact. I go and like eat lunch sadly in my car and I'm just hunched down.
Michael!
Crying all right, to myself.
The rest of the episode is dedicated to solving whatever the fuck this is. Why? Why do you hate this so much? You need to go to therapy and here you are.
Like that it feels, even if they're saying your lunch smells good, I feel like what they're actually saying is your lunch smells bad. You brought in Indian food again for the second day in a row. Okay.
Your friends.
Wait,
so
wait, you're heating up the food in the office, walking by everyone, like across the quad, catch that frisbee, and then to the car.
The few times that I'll heat up my food and try to eat in the office. And
well, no, what I'm saying is if you're eating Indian food in your car, you gotta heat that up.
Well, I'm not. I'm usually not because of this very, very correct.
I hate you. Michael. I hate you. I hate you.
Okay, so I will agree with you that people specifically walking into your office to tell you that your lunch smells good is absolutely a weird thing to do.
No.
It is weird. It's weird to encroach upon someone's space to do that. I was thinking in the context of like, everyone's in the kitchen at lunchtime and you heated up a thing and you're just in there. That's okay to be like, oh, that smells good. But if I wouldn't like go up to someone's desk like purposely just to tell them their lunch smells good.
I also
don't like being bothered on my lunch break, and I hate it. What I hate is when people are like, oh, do you want to get lunch together? And I'm like, no, absolutely fucking not. I do not. I want to eat lunch by myself.
I want to watch anime on my phone. Thank you. I also don't want you to know what it is. Because It's exactly. embarrassing.
I feel like part of it is that if they can smell, then if they can smell it, that means everyone can smell it, and it's just like, all right, this has become about my lunch, and I don't want it to be. I don't want.
Oh, I love
what's
this.
Going on right now to be about me, my lunch. It makes perfect sense.
This is the wildest thing I've ever heard
really
in my life.
I was really not expecting this question to go in this direction, but I'm delighted that it did. I love it.
Michael, we have to solve this.
No. Let's solve it. Throw away some of those tubs.
Throw away the tubs.
Yeah, just throw them away. Just like in
open,
the night.
Find the empty ones. Find the one that's like a quarter of the way empty. Scoop that shit into another tub. Combine it. And you say, these tubs are one now.
Yeah.
Are they the same butter?
You have office milk, you can have office butter. If you already have had 10 years ago, someone else had the exact same situation where there's 12 milks in there, and now you have one office milk.
Exactly.
Do what your forefathers and foremothers did. Holy crap, I'm mad.
No, but you don't need office, I guess, maybe for coffee?
Yeah.
For their tea.
Yeah, it's for coffee.
For the afternoon tea.
Not for just drinking a cold glass of milk.
Getting some cereal. Actually, in my new office, I'm working on a new client now. They have just milk and cereal for you.
Who the fuck is eating breakfast at the office?
But that's all the thing is, it's like they don't have any other snacks. They don't have any chips or nuts or anything. They just have cereal and milk.
Hey, everyone, let's enter the music zone.
Take me to the orchestra, baby.
My 22-year-old male girlfriend keeps playing very weirdly in orchestra, and I'm not sure what to do. Hey, all, throwaway for obvious reasons.
Obviously. I love that it's like, this is sensitive. Well, I need a throwaway to talk shit about my girlfriend.
Everyone knows that band culture is like one of the most contentious cultures. I'm with this person.
Very horny also.
Yeah. Throwaway for obvious reasons. I play in an orchestra with my girlfriend, who is wonderful in every way. We have been together for 5 years. We share a lot of interests and have a great social life. Well, every way except for one.
Dun, dun, dun.
Good one. At the beginning of each rehearsal / performance, we do what's called tuning up, where everyone in the orchestra starts by playing the same note, an A. It's common to all instruments and also the note of an orchestral triangle.
Oh, you gotta warm up this triangle.
Bing. So there's like 70 of us all playing the A note at the same time. The idea is then that everyone tunes their instrument by reference to be shared to the shared A note. My girlfriend is a violinist, and she is very good, but she has recently started tuning up in a way which is annoying other people.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Instead of just playing the A, she starts playing really loud, quiet, complicated pieces. I said she's good, right? And it drives people crazy. Everyone, literally the whole orchestra, is trying to tune up, and she's playing a solo or something really, really loudly at the same time. No one has said anything, but the looks have started in earnest. Last week rehearsal, she played the first minute or so of Salut d'Amour, which is not a discreet piece at all. I'm not sure how to bring it up with her because I do want to support her playing, but it started to annoy people, and I'm getting looks too. People can't tune up, and I think she's being arrogant? Would be grateful for any advice. Thanks a lot, TLDR. My girlfriend is playing weirdly at orchestra when no one else is. How do I sort it out?
Ooh, this is a minefield.
Mm-hmm. Girl! Fucking stop.
I hate this girl.
Oh, I hate it. I hate when people do shit like this when they're like, ooh, look at me. I'm singing in
this
public.
This is yeah.
Listen to me sing.
This
so
is
good
the
in
same
public.
Thing, and it's twice as worse as someone saying, hey, your lunch smells good. I fucking know what you're doing here. I know what you're doing here.
This
you're
is the equivalent of meowing into a conversation
it
that you're
really,
not part of.
It really is. No, seriously, I get like so fucking mad. I feel like on the subway it will happen. People will be like, I'm just gonna sing. And I'm like,
Shut the fuck up.
I did not get on the subway to get a concert. I don't want to hear
it. It has no bearing on whether you're talented or
no,
not.
No, I don't care.
Obviously it's worse or better if
and
you're really
not,
bad.
It's different than a busker. A busker's fine.
Yeah.
Because that's like a thing.
Yeah.
But if you're just like singing out in public for no reason, I just have to assume you're a serial killer. Like,
yeah,
something's wrong with
Jennifer,
you.
When we were going to our friend's house yesterday, there was a man singing, and I was like, oh, this is going to be a problem.
Was he busking?
No, he was just walking in, and not singing every part of the song, but just little bits and pieces. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was very stressed out. I was like, I'm going to get punched. I don't want to.
I mean, so, like, the it's a minefield, right? Like, you can't be the bad guy here. You can't be like, yo, everyone thinks this sucks. So.
Yeah. Everyone's been, like, shittily staring at you, and you're too self-absorbed to realize it.
Here's the thing, though. The obvious, like, you go to your friend, and you say, hey, can you tell her to stop this? And then she finds out that you told him to tell her?
Man.
And then you're broken
up. That's 10 times worse.
I think you just have to support her and also play a bunch of weird shit at the beginning.
Yeah.
And
just play another song. Have a battle of the band with her.
I think you should play only the Cantina song from Star Wars.
He's not going to be able to keep up with Salute to Amor on his fucking
track. No one can keep up with Salute to Amor.
He's going to need a lot of triangles.
Like, he's definitely the triangle. Triangular.
Yeah, he's a triangle guy.
We can agree. This guy's got triangle guy energy. Yeah, definitely. Sure.
Do you think the triangle is tuned to A because it is also an A?
Yeah. Obviously.
The A is like a big triangle.
That's how they tune it, right? They
So if it's like a B-shaped triangle.
Yeah, it would
triangle.
Make a B sound.
It would be a B.
It would make a B. That's true.
Obviously.
Yeah, that's true.
That's how they figured out what the notes are.
That's how music works.
I love music. Music is just math to me.
Like, you think that it's the other way around. They were like, what should we call this letter that sounds exactly this noise? Oh, that's the shape of it. So we'll call it a triangle.
Yeah.
Like, shit, wait.
The C note wasn't invented until, it was actually invented after horseshoes. They threw as soon as somebody got a little ringer around on the horseshoes, I was like, that's a great sound.
Oh, okay. What about the U note?
You have to throw it backwards.
Oh, okay. As someone, how can I say this? Oh boy, this is gonna be a tough one. As someone,
are you about to own yourself or own me?
Not me. As someone who has dated and it was dating and is married to someone who sometimes doesn't have the world's greatest.
Uh-oh.
Why are you staring at me like this?
Uh-oh. Keep going. Anyway, so I don't want to say who.
Please continue.
But someone with glasses and blonde hair really sucks.
I love her.
The toilet.
She's beautiful.
I love her so much.
Talented.
You know, sometimes you just have to have a conversation and just be like, "Hey, it was really weird when you did that," or "Oh, is that interesting? Why do you do that?" You know, it's really
like when I say I'm gonna let you go on the phone.
Yeah.
What I mean is I want to go.
Yeah. So yet again, all kidding aside, you know, it's just communication, baby. But you're 22 and in band, so you're fucking screwed. You have to break up with her.
I think that's probably true.
You have to break up with her.
You can't break up with her without breaking up with the orchestra.
They're having that good band geek sex, though.
Yeah,
but you can't just break up with her.
Well, it's also college band.
Is it?
Well, the 22.
They're 22.
I assume they're in the Philharmonic. Is that a thing?
Mm-hmm.
That is a thing, but I feel like they must be in college.
Damn. So, you don't want to get blackballed in the orchestra community. You know what I'm saying?
In the University of Utah's orchestra.
Exactly.
The conductor doesn't do anything. Like, this is their job.
Like, that is such a very good point. Why is it not the cutter?
Oh, yeah, the teacher should do something.
Hey, cut it the fuck out. What are you doing?
Conductors have two jobs. Like, keeping this one girl in line and keeping that train on the tracks. That's it.
They should definitely tattle. They should tattle and tell the teacher anonymously. Tell the teacher anonymously.
With a note.
With a note. Cut out of magazines. Note. Yeah.
Now, if you were going to try to approach this in, like, an actual way, I think you could be like, hey, why do you do that?
Hey, I don't know if you noticed. I'm going to buy you several mirrors.
This is dangerously close to actual advice, but, like, you know, you could be like, hey, how do you tune your instrument by playing a thing like that? Because everyone else has to play an A.
When I was doing the A note, your A note sounded really different, and it was kind of all over the place. It was weird.
I just feel like this would make me so mad if I was around this. It would piss me off. Tim is looking at more things now.
Yeah, I'm trying to find the actual Reddit post, but I can't. And now I was laughing at other Reddit post titles. Anyways.
Save it for... I found it.
Oh, great.
Fun... The... Oh, this is good. Do you know what his handle is?
What?
Oh, yeah.
What is it?
Fun Strings, 1998.
Love it.
Wow.
1998 for when they were born.
Nah, it's Triangle Master 69.
It's weird that people born in 98 aren't kids anymore.
They have to have a song off, and he has to beat her.
I also like that everyone in the comments on this is basically, like, anyone who's, like, been in a band was like, what the fuck is wrong with your girlfriend? This is really annoying.
That's hilarious.
She's just so good.
Jennifer, do you want to do the next one?
I would love nothing more than to do the next one, because I've been waiting probably my entire life to read this out loud.
Is there skulls?
You will be so happy to know there are skulls.
I love you. I want you to know I love you.
Oh, we're gonna, you know what, we'll talk later.
We'll talk later,
Uh-oh, boys!
I, 23 female, am moving into my boyfriend, 37 male, uh-oh.
Boy.
I'm into it.
Uh-oh.
What do you mean?
Moving into my boyfriend of 1 year's house. He has, quote-unquote, skulls art everywhere that I'd like him to tone back, especially the skull kittles that melt blood.
That's but fucking says, cool. Hold up. That's awesome.
It is awesome.
Did we do this?
No.
Oh, you've been saving this one.
Yeah, I've been saving this one for literally over a year.
Oh, gotcha. I think this is the question that kind of spawned this podcast.
It is. I saw this and was reading it to people, and they're like, you should do a podcast about this. And I'm like, you're fucking right. I should. So, okay. Tone back on the skull candles and melt blood. But he says they're part of his style, and I need to get used to it.
Hell yeah.
Hello, everyone. Part of the reason I love Kenneth is his creativity.
Fucking Kenneth.
Now, when you were thinking about a person who has lots and lots of skull art,
Brian.
You were not thinking of a Kenneth.
Brian.
I was thinking of, like, Jax, or, like...
Or Shadow.
Ravenclaw.
No, Shadow's, like, too far, and it's, like, not edgy. It's, like, back to, like, I'm six.
Reggie.
Big Reggie.
Big, large Reggie.
Petunia pants.
So part of the reason I love Kenneth is his creativity and individual style.
Sure. Yeah.
He's a kid at heart, and so am I, so we get along great.
Well, you're actually just a kid.
You are just a kid, and he is
He's twice your age.
Okay, not quite twice, but, you know.
I love math.
Once again, our math is truly terrible. I'm having a hard time with roommates, so Kenny offered to let me move in with him. I gladly accepted.
She already has a pet name for him.
I know. In one sentence, she's gotten real chummy with him there.
I think they've been dating a year, though, so I feel like that's acceptable.
In the grand scheme of things, when you're 37, a year is not that long.
But when you're 23, oh boy.
When you're 23, it's a long time, sure.
I just asked that he tone back his skull collection. I would seriously bet that he has 10,000 skull items in his house. Everything from bed sheets to coffee cups to his toothbrush all have images of skulls.
How creative.
And unique.
It's his individual style is just
skulls. He's got
skulls.
Such a unique sense of style, which is skull. My style is skull, and that's it.
Fucking Halloween comes, and he's just like, take it down.
I'm put the Christmas decorations up. To say his house needs a woman's touch is an understatement, and I'm just the girl to do it. My particular style is pretty much anthropology.
I hate this person.
Oh boy.
I talked to him about maybe slowly getting rid of the skull stuff and let me slowly redecorate. He said he'd think about it and then said no.
Yes.
I thought about it.
I'm not going to let my child girlfriend walk into my house and get rid of any of my 10,000 skulls.
But one of my 10,000
Oh, my God.
It's like, I'll think about it. That just means no. You're just going to say no later.
I'm glad that he did say no later.
You're going to come through my skull door and talk to me while I'm sitting in my skull chair and tell me that I can't have any skulls.
You walked in my skull welcome mat. And
I didn't wait until I was 36 years old to get my first girlfriend to have her come in and change me.
I said at least it's a good faith thing that he's sharing his space with me. Can he at least pack up the skull candles that drip red wax? Looks like blood in
best.
Parentheses. To his video game room. He said no, that the candles, of which he has about 50, make him happy, and he can't imagine not seeing them around the house. He seemed to get really emotional about it, so I let it drop. I'm at a loss. Any advice here?
This is the best thing.
I got some advice for everyone. Let's Google dripping blood skull candles.
I mean, clearly these skulls were from many of his very best friends. And, he asked them and their wives, and he collected, and obviously can't get rid of them.
Yeah. Oh, I'm looking at these candles.
This is a perfect question because it sucks, and you're not too. It's somehow the person that has 10,000 skulls is not immediately the bad guy, which is kind of weird. A little data. This was posted about a year ago, give or take, which could mean anywhere from 8 months to 18 months or something.
Yeah.
And it has zero upvotes.
Okay. These skull candles are like $17. He spent all his money on skull candles.
This is literally the Drill Candles tweet. Like, buy less candles. And he's like, no, he needs to buy more skull candles.
He can afford the candles. I mean, he's got a fucking video game room. Of course, he can afford as many candles as he wants.
Yeah. So the image I have of this guy is he's 37, Natch. He has that weird, like, strong sub-40 man body that's kind of like, you know, used to be a workout man, but now he's just looks like a hoagie man. I say that as someone that is like a body two steps beneath that, so I'm allowed to.
Do you think he has a ponytail?
No, not a ponytail.
You don't think he has a ponytail?
No, not at all. This guy is the guy that you would see at the club. I'm judging a lot, and this will be a judgment we do constantly. We've done in the past. We'll do in the future.
This is the opposite of a judgment-free zone.
Yeah, is any time with the age difference is this much. This guy's look is starkly in frame because he wears a shirt, right? Mm-hmm. And the shirt is buttoned down, right? Mm-hmm. And he has nice pants that are ripped. That are nice. He paid a lot of money for the rip, and we know he's rich because he has a video game room. He has decorative skulls on his shirt. That's actually not that weird. Mm-hmm. When I would go to the fucking clubs in St. Petersburg when I was in college, there was this new version of like rich dude wearing nice shirt that would just have ugly ass like glittery skulls and tigers.
Yeah, it's called Ed Hardy.
Yeah, he's an Ed Hardy man. Yes.
Now, here's another thought.
Talk to me.
Does this guy look like Julian from Trailer Park
Boys? Yes, he does.
100% looks like Julian from Trailer Park
Boys. Yes, he does. His hair's a little shorter.
Cut off sleeves, slicked back black hair.
He's got a goatee.
I gotta give it up to... It makes me sad because when you are incredibly young... And this isn't just because you're young. It's, you know, it's probably because the other person's old. This guy probably just wants someone to do whatever the fuck he says. So when you walk in talking about anthropology and getting rid of his skulls, he's like, no, that's not what we're doing here. I buy you jeans.
No, my skulls.
I buy you jeans.
I thought you said anthropologist and you were going to go and... Wait, no, that's wrong.
Oh my!
I misread your Tinder profile, and I am sorry about that.
Everyone, that's probably the funniest joke said on a show. My cousin was an anthropologist, and he dug up skulls.
Nice.
Well, that's cool.
They find war crimes, you know, genocides and things.
Okay.
Yeah.
I, as a person who likes skull art, and has some art that some people would find questionable in their home, but luckily I have found a beautiful spouse that allows me to have things like anime art hanging on our walls.
Listen, we're in a relationship. We don't allow.
Oh, that's a good point.
The other to do it.
And I was supportive of you when you got that Wario and Waluigi art where they're lounging.
We don't allow it. We tolerate it.
We look the other way and don't make eye contact with Wario and Waluigi. Just kidding. I actually love the Wario and Waluigi.
We have a skull up in our house.
We do have a skull up in our house. Yeah.
That's one skull item.
Yeah.
I was gonna say I don't think I have one, but I do. I have. Have you guys ever got the skull vodka?
Yes.
No.
Yeah.
I know what you're talking about.
It's a vodka bottle that's shaped like a skull, and after we drank the vodka, we filled it with colored water and put it up for Halloween.
Isn't that the Ghostbuster man makes that? Isn't that true?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Wow. Drawing a blank here.
What if this girl?
Dan Aykroyd.
What if she put little flower crowns on all the skulls? And then that would be really an anthropology look right
there. And, you know, that would be a woman's touch in a very specific old school
I wasn't even going to, like, touch the woman's touch comment.
Part rules. And the fact that she loves anthropology rules. This guy's rich as shit. This girl loves that money.
Go back to the comments, though, because I think that maybe not so much, actually, because there was one... Like, go to her comments. Because it says... Where did it go? Yeah, she said, the thing that sucks is his business is in a rough patch, so he can't afford his current house, so he'll lose it if I don't move in. And he spent like $30,000 remodeling the place that he'll just lose if he can't afford the rent.
No, it's 30,000 grand. So, you know.
30,000 grand, which is, I think, $30 million.
Damn, this is definitely her in, right? Like, if she is paying for the half of the mortgage or whatever, she can just start being like, look, this half of the room is mine, and I get to put up my anthropology stuff.
Okay, guys, did you think we were done talking about jeans? Because I have more information right now.
Oh, no.
The person who wrote this says, I think it's, as she's responding to someone, I think it's cool to have a passion like that. Kenneth still wears JNCOs from time to time, and I think it's cool.
I was going to say, I was going to make a JNCO joke last time, but I thought it was blasé.
No, you just, no, you honed into this man's vibe so immediately. My man Kenneth, who's wearing JNCOs with 10,000 skull items in his home.
And everyone's downvoting her.
So I want to talk about this age gap here. And I think I think the pitfall that you come across when like you have such a large age gap, especially because he talks or she talks about him being a kid at heart, and like she's a kid at heart or whatever, because she still is a kid. But the thing you
literally are a child.
This is him. He's 37. He's not maturing. Like, she's eventually gonna, like, be like, oh, you know what? I don't want this anymore.
In 2 more years, my brain will be fully formed.
Yeah.
Exactly. She's gonna wake up one day, and she's gonna be 34 years old.
Yeah.
And he's gonna be...
folding his JNCOs.
He's gonna be 48. And she's gonna be like, oh my god, I've wasted my youth on this skull man. He's wearing JNCOs right now as we speak.
Yeah, and there's thousands and thousands of people that could make it work. I just think that you're entering into this in such a bad way, and I feel for you. You should stop this. You should stop dating this person and let him lose his skull house. He doesn't deserve it. I'm sorry.
He's going to have to sell all of his skulls for his house.
What's the over-under on his business being skull-related?
Oh, damn.
It's a 3D. He runs a 3D printing business where he just 3D prints skulls.
I bet his business is selling skull candles on Etsy, because that's the only place I found
them.
It's just his back stock.
What if he's a mortician or something? Oh, that's fucked up.
I don't think a mortician would be that cheesy about skulls. I think they'd have more classy skull items.
He owns like a vape store. That's gotta be it.
Yeah,
right?
Probably a vape store.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, probably a vape store.
How do I get like myself Spencer's a skull toothbrush? Because she mentioned that. Yeah, I'm gonna look that up real quick.
Yeah, and I was trying to think, is it like cartoon skulls or is it like realistic?
Coco memorabilia, the Disney movie.
All right, I'm finding some skull toothbrush holders, which I'm definitely into.
What if?
This toothbrush comes in a little coffin.
I like that one.
It looks like a bone. Now someone's just brushing a skull's teeth in a video. All right.
I'm always for when one of the person in the relationship is scamming the other one, so I'm not here to really talk shit about any one part, you know. All a relationship is scamming the other person. So
yeah.
I'm not here to talk shit, but I'm just saying, you know, if this guy's buying you jeans and things like that, just keep up the jean life. And if, you know.
Unless he's only buying you JNCOs and that's it. And then you're going to have to
buy a JNCO, cut it in half.
And you got two pairs of jeans.
And
I think JNCOs are really expensive because they're so niche.
There's so much fabric.
Yeah.
I'm going to look up JNCOs to see.
Oh my god, February 16th, 2018, JNCO is going out of business.
No, this guy owned JNCOs. Shit.
Guys, I have bad news. JNCOs are so expensive now that they've gone out of business.
I can't believe this.
Did you see, there's a good tweet that went around yesterday. It was like some guy who talks about when he was eight, he convinced his mom to buy him JNCOs, but under... The stipulation was that they did a photo shoot so she could show him how stupid he looks when he grew up. And he was like, look who's laughing now. And they posted the photos.
I love it.
Guys, I think good news. I think JNCOs might be coming back, though. It says Rick Owens is bringing back JNCOs. This time with Birkenstocks.
That's great. Do we have any other visual goofs? We had you Google image searching. Nick's story. You're talking about JNCOs here.
I'm
going to do a little dance, I think.
I'm just letting... letting the listeners know about JNCOs in case they were worried that they weren't going to come back, but I think they are going to come
back.
Well,
we also didn't let the listeners know what JNCOs are by saying...
I just assumed that people know what JNCOs are. They're jeans. They're huge jeans. They have big, wide legs.
Somewhat a 23-year-old...
You're 22 years old. You don't know what JNCOs are.
Yeah, that this 23-year-old girl on the first date saw the jeans is like, that's interesting.
They are the biggest jeans on the planet, and they're not cool.
They are the biggest jeans, but I'm looking on eBay. They do not have my size.
Wow.
None of these are long enough.
Remember JNCO shorts?
No.
JNCO, you can wear JNCO capris.
I don't want to talk about this anymore. I'm mad.
Guys, I think we're done. I know that we talked about doing what did we learn this week? But I just feel so traumatized by these questions. But the thought of JNCOs has wormed its way into my brain now, and I will not be able to rest.
I think
again. My
issue is I didn't learn anything, but I learned things about myself, and then I'm gonna have to really have some tough conversations about my presuppositions, my ability on different power levels within dating. Yeah, I have to go.
You know, it's weird. Like in elementary school, all the boys had corduroys.
Mm-hmm.
And I always wanted them, and I never got them. I always felt so left out. I don't know why, but it was a similar kind of fad to the JNCOs. Did you guys have corduroys?
I went to
a Christian school.
I don't think the wide leg jeans were very popular for a while, and I definitely had those. But and bell bottoms were really popular. I don't remember the corduroys being popular at my school.
I remember corduroys got really popular with
I did have a pair of corduroy pants. I definitely did.
Yeah.
I also had pants that had sparkly stars, and they were just all sparkles.
I just wanted those ridges, man.
I went to Christian school.
They go all the way down. They go all the way down.
Guys, thanks for joining us in the deep, dark pit that is the internet where people ask for advice. You can find me on Twitter at Jennifer Cheek.
I'm at Tim Whitty.
I'm at Thrifty Nerd.
And I'm at R. Bristow.
Sincerely, dear Internet.